What is affordable housing? Ontario's definition is a cost that does not exceed 30% of a household's gross annual income. Considering the price of housing in Prince Edward County and the fact that many residents struggle to attain employment that pays above minimum wage, it seems there is no affordable housing. In 2019, the municipality created the Prince Edward County Affordable Housing Corporation to address the needs, and to date, $750,000 has been invested, but there is still no affordable housing. Some councillors and their constituents are losing faith and question the investment. Tuesday night, Councillors St. Jean and Nyman took the podium to explain the situation, and as board chair and vice chair, they have invested heavily with their time. Councillor St. Jean wants the public to understand the difficulty securing government grants for rural areas, the time it takes, the environmental requirements, and the process to acquire the appropriate land. Councillor Phil St. Jean tells us more. Councillor St. Jean, you and Councillor Nyman gave very detailed information about the Affordable Housing Corporation and what's happening with it. Can you talk about what you would like the public to know?
Specifically, it's not about so much the two projects that we're currently working on. It's about the information to help people to understand what it takes to build affordable and attainable housing. The challenges, whether it be financial, the cost of building, or more importantly, the challenges that every developer, and make no bones about it, we're a developer of affordable housing, that we all face. And in this case, it's whether it's soil remediation on a site that doesn't quite meet the standards for residential housing, or even the various levels, because every property before you build on it has to have an environmental site assessment done. You typically have to have hydrogeological studies done. There's a long list of studies that need to be done to prove that the land is safe to build on. And I think a lot of members of the public, and I didn't know much about this until I got into this position, they don't understand the depth and breadth of issues that you can run into and the challenges that you can face to get it done, and the timelines. As we presented in the one slide deck, it can take, on average, not maximum, average 56 months to get to the point where people are moving into a place. If you do traditional builds, not modular, you can add another 18 months to that. So that's the information, I believe, that all of the public needs to know. That, and I also want their support to help us to build affordable and attainable housing, as Councillor Pinnell suggested. Fundraising and donations would be great.
And the grants that you apply for, it takes a very long time, and then, you know, you may or may not get them.
Yes, absolutely. It does take a lot of time. There's a lot of background work, and the required studies that I mentioned, those are all part of those applications. You have to be able to prove to a lender or a grantor that their money is going to the right place. So all of those standards, all of those studies, all of those requirements, they tie into your grant funding and even your loan applications, because nobody will lend you money for dirty land. You have to prove that it is clean and ready to go. It's a passion project. But it's a passion project that we're willingly walking into with our eyes wide open and our minds wide open to try to figure out how can we do this to better serve the people in our community that they need affordable housing, they need attainable housing.
You have some pretty impressive people on this committee. Can you tell me about them?
Well, yes, we do have a very impressive board. When we did a call out, I believe it was in October of last year, we had specific requirements that we were looking for. People with planning skills, development skills, nonprofit housing skills, and generally a good understanding of building and our community. And we got that with each and every one of the new board members, Penny Morris, Ted Elborn, Hillary Spriggs, and Mark Gustless. And they are all, you know, they've rolled their sleeves up and they dived in to make sure that they're contributing in a big way. And I've said it a number of times to fellow councillors and members of the public, since they came on board, their first meeting was in November, we've achieved so much in 4 months, less than 4 months, far more than and this isn't to take away anything from previous board members, just the ball finally started rolling for us. Instead of pushing it uphill, it's now running downhill, and we're chasing it, and we're excited to be in the game.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.